This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Two of the three men convicted in the assassination of Malcolm X are set to be cleared Thursday after insisting on their innocence since the 1965 killing of one of the United States' most formidable fighters for civil rights. Manhattan's top prosecutor, Cyrus Vance Jr., said Wednesday that authorities withheld evidence that favored the defense in the trial of Muhammad Aziz, now 83, and the late Khalil Islam, according to the New York Times. Aziz and Islam spent decades in prison for the crime, but a recent documentary sparked a nearly two-year investigation by their lawyers and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. A federal judge on Wednesday sentenced the U.S. Capitol rioter, nicknamed the QAnon Shaman for his horned headdress, to 41 months in prison for his role in the deadly January 6th attack by former President Donald Trump's followers. Prosecutors had asked U.S. District Judge Royce Lambeth to impose a longer 51-month sentence on Jacob Chansley. Chansley's attorney, Albert Watkins, says his client is being made an example of as one of the more recognizable figures in the assault on the Capitol.
I think there has been mischaracterization from time to time by the government that reflects an overzealous overreach that occurs in a fashion which is designed to be expedient and send a message.
Chansley pleaded guilty in September to obstructing an official proceeding when he and thousands of others stormed the building in an attempt to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's election. A down day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.58%, the S&P down by 0.26%, and the Nasdaq dropping 0.33%. This is VOA News.